Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Ballast water is carried in ships to add weight and thus stability to cargo vessels and other large ships when they are not carrying loads in their holds. When such vessels reach destinations where they take on cargo or supplies, the ballast water is conveniently pumped out at sea and forgotten. In and of itself, ballast water is largely innocuous, containing mostly rust and some fuel residue. But when it is pumped into a vessel at a port of origin, many eggs, larvae, and adult plants and animals go with it. When these organisms are pumped out at ports far away, they often find themselves in places without natural predators and can outcompete local flora and fauna to wreak ecological havoc. The stories of invasive marine species being transported and then released under shipping operations are fascinating and bizarre. Witness the saga of the zebra mussel, which invaded the U.S. Great Lakes and major rivers as a result of being born in ballast water from the Black Sea region. The well-documented costs of the zebra mussel invasion borders on ecologic and economic disaster. In return for that favor, subsequent ballast water originating in the Western Atlantic inadvertently brought a rapacious new organism to the Black Sea, where the jelly-bodied creature devoured the young of most commercially important fish species and caused the ecosystem to crash. This introduction occurred sometime in the 1980s, and the voracious predator eagerly preyed on the struggling biota, causing the loss of over 24 major fisheries in a short span of years. The ecological consequences of the invasions include habitat loss and alteration, altered water flow and food webs, the creation of novel and unnatural habitats subsequently colonized by other exotic species, abnormally effective filtration of the water column, hybridization with native species, highly destructive predators, and introductions of pathogens and disease. There have been attempts to control this problem, or at least dampen the effects of releases of competitively superior non-native species into coastal waters. New international agreements on the pumping of ballast water in commercial vessels have required ships to move at least 200 nautical miles away from land when discarding ballast water and its hitchhiking invaders. Offshore, chances are less that the invasive species will gain a foothold. Individual countries have also adopted ballast water regulations. Canada, for example, has a Ballast Water Management Act to attempt to mitigate the problem. In the U.S., the Coast Guard has established regulations and guidelines in order to comply with the National Invasive Species Act of 1996. However, the Environmental Protection Agency issued a regulation exempting ballast water discharges from the Clean Water Act. Legal findings in 2005 and 2006 found that such an exemption was plainly contrary to congressional intent, and the courts have ordered the EPA to take specific action by September 2008 to ensure that shipping companies comply. Nonetheless, the spread of alien and invasive species continues almost unabated as the number of ships on the sea continues to rise, and we now know that once alien species are released and take hold on ecological communities, trying to control their spread is an exceedingly costly and mostly futile exercise. We will examine other surprising kinds of ocean pollution in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole, in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.